Tefillah for Life, Shir 1109, Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos, Parshas Dvarim. We are discussing different challenges that a person feels like he has when he's davening, when he's trying to daven, and the Yetzer Hara steals his mind every 3 seconds. His mind is running somewhere else, and he feels like he's putting an effort and he's not getting anywhere. We explained a person should try to focus on one pasuk here, one pasuk there. But deep down, sometimes a person feels as if he's missing the boat, he's missing the point. To put in a little bit of effort, is there a benefit in that? So the Peleyayetz in Erech Yisurin discusses something fascinating. He's explaining what Yisurim are. Rachmana Litzlan, a person suffers in this world. It's called Yisurim. Some people, Chas V'Shalom, struggle with illness. Some people, Rachmana Litzlan, struggle with parnasa, with children. People have various difficulties that they struggle with. It's part of the kapara for a person in this world. Zakta Peleyayetz, the greatest form of Yisurim is when a person pushes himself to be able to overcome his Yetzirah and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Yetzirah wants him to space out, and he puts in the effort to try to focus on his tefillah. Or any other form of Avodah, Zakta Peleyayetz, it's the greatest, the most powerful form of Yisurim. He says, why? He says, that's called Yisurim Shalahava. It's Yisurim that are a demonstration of love. Why? Because it doesn't take you away from your Avedis Hashem. It's just struggles. It's just pain that you struggle with your Avedis Hashem. He says, according to how much effort you put in, that's how much Averis you're losing. And you get schar in Olam Haba for the effort that you invest to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's take it back to our tefillah. Do we have the greatest kavana? Absolutely not. But think about it. Even if you're not matzliach, you have the benefit of Yisurim. Rachmana Litzlan, you should never have any other form of Yisurim. This should be the only Yisurim that you experience in your life. But it's Yisurim, it's pain. You're trying to concentrate and it's not working. You try again and your mind wanders again. Zakta Peleyayetz, this is the greatest form of Yisurim. It purifies you. It brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you get schar. So if you want to know if it's worth it, 100% worth it. These Yisurim can Be'ezer Hashem replace other Yisurim that Rachmana Litzlan a person has to go through. When you struggle and you put an effort to try to have kavanah by davening or other areas of Avodas Hashem, you're being yaitse with those yisurim, other yisurim, Rachmana Litzlan, that you have to experience to be able to purify your averis. Simply by struggling with your Avodas Hashem, Zakta Peleyayetz, that's the greatest form of yisurim that a person can experience.